The Ceann Comhairle no longer retains the confidence of all members of Dáil Éireann. That's the wording of a motion signed by the five main opposition parties, which is expected to be voted by the Dáil next Tuesday. Fiona Murphy says she fully intends to continue as Ceann Comhairle. The government says it will back her. The Taoiseach said the Dáil cannot work on opposition by veto. So it looks now as though the row which has blighted the early months of the 34th Dáil will come to a head on Tuesday. Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald is on the line. Mary Lou MacDonald, good morning to you.
Good morning, Áine.
So this motion, it's signed by you, the Labour Party, Social Democrats, Independent Ireland and People Before Profit, not Aontas Pádraig Tobin or Roderick O'Gorman. Do you know whether or not they'll be supporting your motion?
Well, I hope that they will, but that'll be a call for themselves, Áine. But as you have reflected there, the loss of confidence in the Ceann Comhairle is felt widely across the opposition benches, and it is a terrible, terrible pity that it has come to this. All of this is the result of the government deal struck between Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Michael Lowry. That has been the seeds of each of these controversies, the farce of allowing government TDs to act as opposition TDs, turning logic and democracy on its head. The fact that the Ceann Comhairle's position itself was part and parcel of brokering that deal. The Ceann Comhairle herself has acknowledged that it was Michael Lowry was the mechanism and the channel through which she came to that position. And in fairness, once elected to that position, she was given a fair wind by one and all in a spirit of fairness. And I had hoped that we would see impartiality and independence, because that's at the heart of the Ceann Comhairle fulfilling their function and for allowing all of us to get on with our work. But that, I am afraid, sadly, has now been decimated on the floor of the Dáil, and we find ourselves at this sorry pass.
Helen McEntee told the Fine Gael Parliamentary Party there will be a government counter motion on Tuesday, and given the majority that they have, it looks as though next Tuesday they'll win on a 95-74 majority all over again. Will that be the end of the matter?
Well, look, that in itself, for any thinking person who realises the serious issues that we have to collectively grapple with, anyone listening to your news broadcast this morning will have heard about the impending international agenda and how we have to navigate our way very carefully through all of that. Issues around housing and health and increasing crime and a sense of the need for greater community safety. This is the work that all of us want to be at. But for us to get to that place, there has to be a clear understanding that government exercises its prerogatives, that the opposition does its job, and you cannot have a chair, a Ceann Comhairle, that clearly, as happened on Tuesday, comes into the chamber and acts simply to advance and to push through the government's agenda. That can't work. So we had asked, not just myself, but other leaders of the opposition had appealed to the Ceann Comhairle to really reflect on where we are at now. I think it's unprecedented, Áine, that there is a confidence motion such as this signed across the opposition benches.
But not unanimously, because Pádraig Tobin and Roderick O'Gorman haven't signed it. And we also, I want to ask you about this report from the Clerk of the Dáil to the Ceann Comhairle, because the Clerk of the Dáil reviewed Wednesday's chaotic proceedings. He's written a report which has been published now and we can all see it. And basically, he is saying that Wednesday's proceedings, while they were chaotic, were properly followed. So the amendment, standing orders have been amended. That vote was properly passed. Do you intend to challenge that report legally?
Well, look, the what is also publicly available is a video, a live video of the proceedings on the Oireachtas website. And unfortunately, we have a situation where the live proceedings, which anybody can view and review, do not tally with the report that has been produced. So there is a question mark around the order of business itself. That's where the agenda.
Are you saying
the
Clerk of the Dáil got this wrong?
I am saying that the report, the Clerk has acted absolutely in good faith. There is no question in my mind about that. but the report itself is flawed. I have read the report. I have also reviewed the video, which is on the official Oireachtas website, and it's clear that a vote was called for on the order of business, on the agenda. When a vote is called, a vote has to happen. That was not the case. It's clear that the Crown Court, when she returned after a suspension, came to a calm Dáil chamber and chose within her prerogative to move beyond a second piece of our work, which is questions on promised legislation. She of course has the authority to do that, but I'm
okay,
for...
So you're disputing the sequence of events and the validity of it. The question is, because the vote is going to be... The government has the majority. They will win the vote on Tuesday. So what do you do next? Do you take a legal challenge to this report? Do you take this matter from Leinster House to the courts?
Well, as it happens, we will be in court next Tuesday on a separate element of the Lowry deal around the super junior ministers that the government has appointed. So that matter is also in contention. All of this, by the way, goes back to Michael Lowry.
So will you challenge this report of the clerk of the Dáil legally?
Keeping them on.
I just want to get clarity on that.
Well, we will look at all of our options. To be honest with you, I would prefer not to. I think these matters ought to be resolved and sorted within the Dáil itself, because in the end, it is about how we democratically pursue our business. We shouldn't be in this place, Áine. I mean, I can't emphasise that enough. I have, as I said, this is my fourth Dáil term. Other colleagues have been in the Dáil longer than I. And none of us can recall a situation as outrageous as this. And it seems the government don't like to be held to account, do not wish to be challenged, will move heaven and earth to facilitate Michael Lowry for reasons that only they can understand. And each of these clashes, each of these problems that we have faced, the root cause of this is that grubby deal to form the government between Micheál Martin, Simon Harris and Michael Lowry. Those are the three authors of the chaos that we find ourselves in. It has to be resolved, of course, because we have to get on with the people's business. I lead the opposition. The other opposition parties and groups are in the same space. We want to get on with our work, but we cannot.
Okay.
We cannot simply take a situation where Micheál Martin, where the government moves every manoeuvre to minimise accountability and to create a farcical, a laughable situation where people can be in government and opposition at the same time. And now we have the additional problem that the Crown Corla, with really indecent haste, moved along with government to ram through highly contentious provisions through the Dáil.
Okay.
And in a way that do not tally with the good and orderly running of the chamber. And then there is that contradiction between a report produced in good faith by the clerk and the evidence and the live proceedings that any citizen can go onto the website.
Which you may bring a legal challenge to. It's in the...
We haven't decided that. And of course, that option is always available to you. But look...
No, I want to put a question to you about what you were saying about the functioning of the Dáil there. Because Micheál Martin was very clear about this yesterday, wasn't he? He said the Dáil hasn't been working for 2016. I mean, basically, the opposition has had an unusual say in the running of the Dáil since then, because there haven't been governments with clear majorities. Now, there is a government with a clear majority, not a grubby deal, a programme for government. They have the numbers. And that's the way democracy works. You can't have, as he says, opposition by diktat.
And that is the last thing that we are looking for. Micheál Martin has repeatedly made the point that after an election, a government has to be formed. Of course, that is the case. And he has assembled, along with Simon Harris, their government, along with Michael Lowry. That's their prerogative. Nobody contests that. They form their government. They act as government. But what they cannot do, Áine, is form the opposition as well. That's the issue. The issue here is government pursuing its prerogatives and its duties and allowing the opposition to do our job in a chamber, in a Dáil that is chaired and managed by an utterly impartial, scrupulously independent Ciaran Coughlan. That is what we want. That is the correct way for business to be carried out. And unfortunately, because of what I would describe as a very grubby deal with Michael Lowry, all of that has been compromised and undermined.
Two other quick questions. The allegation has been made that the barracking and roaring that the Ciaran Coughlan faced, a lot of it coming from your party benches, amounted to misogyny. As a woman leader, how do you answer that?
Well, I am a woman leader. I'm the first woman actually to have led the opposition. I am one of many women leaders across the opposition benches. And my own team, in fact, 40% of us are women. Any charge of misogyny made against us by a government that didn't see fit when forming its cabinet to give women an appropriate placing and profile in their cabinet, I think falls very, very flat and lacks any credibility whatsoever.
A man was jailed yesterday for 3.5 years for TikTok videos that threatening to kill you and also Garda Commissioner Drew Harris. Do you welcome that verdict? What was its impact on you and your family?
I do. And as with any public figure, I mean, you have to have a fairly thick skin and all of this on you, and you'll face criticism and you'll face sometimes pretty malicious stuff, even sometimes things that can be a little bit unnerving or a bit threatening. But this was of a different order. This was an open threat to shoot me by this individual, or in fact, what I found more sinister, an offer to act on behalf of somebody else. So I felt that I had really no option but to take this to the Gardaí, and they have pursued this matter with their usual vigour, and it went to court and the man has been sentenced. And I'm pleased with that, simply because we have to live in a system, for me, for any citizen, but given that I have like public work to do, I have to be able to go about my business. Every public person or official has to go about their business with full access to people and communities. So you can't have any kind of threat or fear. And it's not fair for your family to live with that also. I'm also conscious, by the way, from what I've heard, that the person who now will be jailed is a vulnerable person. And that also was in my mind. Also, I acknowledged in my victim impact statement that his family had, in fact, reached out to me. I thought that was incredibly gracious. And I acknowledged them in my statement, and I'd like to acknowledge them again on the radio this morning, because when somebody does a thing like this, which has to, they have to be held to account for it, but they should be held to account for it, not their wider family. And I thought it was tremendously gracious of that family to reach out in solidarity to me and mine.
Sinn Féin President Mary Lou MacDonald, thank you.